Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yes, that lion forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's. Back in town.
On the Fan, McMonagle here with you on this Wednesday morning. I got you for 3 hours of taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Fleek's on the other side, and it's me and you on this miserable baseball Wednesday morning, all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show, with two just disastrous games, almost completely different, where one, I mean, just absolutely nothing. Got nothing for you. I really don't have anything for you other than the Yankees' offense is absolutely putrid right now. We'll go through some of the defensive miscues, maybe, that cost them a couple of runs. But overall, Warren pitched well. The Yankees have been pitching well. But the offense can't score a run to save their lives. Three consecutive shutouts. 20 consecutive innings of shutout baseball against the Angels. The Angels. They could be. Since the years of, you know, the early 2000s, when Mike Socha and that group that was really good and won the World Series in 2002 and beat the Yankees at every turn. Really, the only team that ever really beat the Joe Torre Yankees on a regular basis was the Mike Socha-led Angels. I mean, you have to go back then. The last time this good was developed, the last time that franchise was good at developing pitching, the last time they had a rotation. This is one of the worst pitching organizations over the last decade. And they just came into Yankee Stadium and shut them down for 20 consecutive innings. And the other game yesterday, we could talk about 1-for-18 with runners in scoring position. Oh, you got a leadoff double from this guy. Why don't you move them over doing this guy? I don't understand. There's a bunch of situational hitting. And it was frustrating. It was impossible to watch. Tonight, it just rolled over you. How awful. This was by far the most inept. This was by far the worst performance offensively. I mean, absolutely, you know, Stanton's look good. A couple of singles from Stanton. Other than that, nothing. Nothing. An embarrassing performance against Kyle Hendricks. This isn't Kyle Hendricks of 8 years ago with the Chicago Cubs. This is Kyle Hendricks, and I know he pitched well. Believe it or not, I could be fair. You can be fair. I know I'm way too fair. Isn't that right? I'm way too fair. But let's be fair for a second. Okay, Kyle Hendricks hit his spots. Let's just be fair. He hit his spots. That is no excuse for the level of ineptitude with all of these at-bats. As they did absolutely nothing in this game. Nothing. I'm pissed. DJ LeMahieu should have had a ball that would have saved Will Warren the first run of the game. And Jazz is dealing with a groin thing. Maybe his range is a little limited at the moment. We saw the ground ball the other night go down the line that cost them the game, or at least scored the one run that lost them the game. And in this game, you know, he's got a ball just off his glove. Could he have made the play? It was tough, but okay. It doesn't matter. They can't score a run. This has now reached epic proportions with the unbelievable ineptitude of the New York Yankee lineup. And we'll get to it. 888-808-1019. And we'll find ways to blame Boone. You can give me a call. And it felt like Boone was managing the Mets. Because let's be honest, that Met loss, as I said, completely different. They have a 4-1 lead. They jump out early. Juan Soto hits the home run to get it started, making you feel better coming off a 3-game losing streak. And now both these teams, Yankees on a 5-game losing streak, the Mets on a 4-game losing streak. But the Mets, coming off the three-game losing streak, looking to go into what has been a house of horrors for them, a building where they have very little success other than game 161 last year, the first game of the doubleheader with all that heroics and Lindor and winning that game to send them to the playoffs. Other than that, it has been a disaster, a house of horrors for this Met team, and you went in thinking this is a different team, and it's a different Braves, and they have been terrible this year. You got Juan Soto hitting the home run. You jump out to an early lead. You've got the ace of the staff in Peterson mowing him down. You got a little bit of good fortune with a blue pit from Taylor that just lands. And it scores you two runs. And then ultimately, this game was played sloppily. They made a bunch of mistakes, a bunch of critical mistakes that cost them, a couple of managerial decisions, and a 4-1 lead becomes a 5-4 loss as they rally for three in the eighth off of David Peterson and Reed Garrett. And you see mistakes all over the place. There's base running mistakes galore as Soto gets picked off in this game. Pete Alonso trying to stretch a single into a double gets thrown out at second base rather easily. Pete Alonso gets picked off on a line drive to shortstop. And then, of course, the play in the ninth where Juan Soto gets hung up on a Pete Alonso long deep drive ball to right field. So there's a couple of key plays in this game. That's one of them. But let's get to the eighth inning and really where the Mets lost this game. The Mets lost this game because as great as David Peterson has been and as great as he was in this game, and I have no problem going back to him in the eighth inning. That's how good he's been. He's probably been better in the fifth, sixth, and seventh than he was even early on in the game. He was completely dominant in the sixth and seventh inning. He's got a good pitch count. What was it like in the high 80s, 85 maybe heading into the eighth inning? He's got a good pitch count. He's been pitching incredibly well. He's your guy. You have the injury to McGill. You're going to have to be mixing around this rotation. Who knows how much you're going to need out of the bullpen. I have no problem with a three-run lead going back to Peterson in the eighth inning. None. The problem is you cannot walk Allen. You cannot walk the leader, the ninth hitter that's leading off the eighth inning. That's where this trouble starts. Peterson cannot walk him. I don't care. He's got him a full count. I think he fell behind and then got back into the count to have a full count. And then he throws, you know, anything other than a fastball down the middle in that situation is a terrible pitch. I don't care what he does with it. I mean, this is a awful hitter. Right, they have him strictly because he can play. They were talking about during the broadcast. He's there for one reason, Slick Love at short. You have got to attack him in that spot. And instead he walks him, Acuña gets a base hit, and then Reed Garrett has to come in and pull a magic trick out of his you-know-what or a rabbit out of his hat, and you thought he was about to do it. You thought he was about to get out of it, two outs. And then Ozuna on a pitch that now is much going to be scrutinized as the catcher, who's got plenty to answer for in this game, Alvarez, said that Reed wanted the fastball, but he changed the pitch on him, and obviously the ball is laced down the line. All three runners come around to score. They tie the game in the eighth, 4-4.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Soto leads off the top of the ninth with a bullet base hit. And then the play, which I'm sure a lot of people are going to talk about. To me, look, he's halfway between second and third. That's a hard ball to read. None of us knew it. The one thing I will say is that I don't think the umpire, forget his name, I don't think the umpire was that late with the call. That's the only thing I'll say is obviously if you didn't see the game, long drive off of Pete Alonso where I thought it was gone off the bat. And, I mean, how many of those have we said over the last week between the Yankees and Mets? I thought for sure Pete Alonso got it. And as Acuna's going back to the wall, makes the leaping catch at the wall, it's a really good catch. You're not sure. Even in the moment, I wasn't sure if it like glanced off the wall into his glove. And Soto, who's on first, isn't sure, and he's halfway between first and second, waiting for the umpire's call. I thought the umpire did it as good as he could have possibly done it. As soon as he was sure it was an out, he made the call. I don't think it was a, you know, a really egregious late-timing call. But off of that, you're looking to make a response. Off of losing and you know, blowing the lead, you're looking to get a response at the top of your order. You get that bullet base hit from Soto, and you figure you're on your way, and Pete Alonso hits one to the wall, and unfortunately it turns into bad luck where you get the play at the wall, and Soto's doubled off at first, added to another list of bad base running decisions in this game for the Mets. An ugly, sloppy game that they had a lead in. The starting pitcher walks the nine hole to set up the eighth that comes back and kills them. Then in the 10th inning, after Diaz comes in and pitches the bottom of the ninth. In the 10th inning, the one real questionable, and I know I listened to a little bit of the Rico Abreu podcast, and I saw my man Fleegs on the other side talk about it. The one issue you can get on the manager for, is still hitting Young to lead off the 10th with a runner on second. Like, this is a guy who's probably not going to be on this roster in a couple days when Vientos comes back. He's been your left-handed DH. He's had three miserable at-bats in this game. There is absolutely no reason why Marte should not be pinch-hitting. Marte's got speed. Marte puts the ball in play. Marte, in the previous series, was really the only guy who came through with clutch hits on the Friday night game against Tampa. I mean, he's swinging it a hell of a lot better. He provides so much more of a competent at-bat in that moment where you're looking for contact, you're looking to move the runner over. I understand not bunting. Why the Braves didn't bunt with Verdugo, I'll never know in the bottom of the 10th. But you're looking for a little bit of contact, you're looking for a little bit of small ball, you're looking to not strike out there, and instead you allow Young to hit in that spot. He strikes out, and ultimately that inning goes nowhere, and then we all know what happened with Alvarez in the bottom of the 10th on a wild pitch. Ball gets by him a little bit, and he has the runner hung out to dry between second and third and decides to do something that we all know you can't do, and that is throw behind the runner. He throws behind the runner. The runner is moved up to third base. Ultimately, Olsen walks and was behind in the count, up three and one in the count anyway. He probably walks anyway, but still sets up the bases loaded, sacrifice fly. An incredible play by Taylor to not give up on that ball and go all the way down. But ultimately, this was a very frustrating loss for a lot of reasons. One, it prolongs a four-game losing streak for the Mets, as they had an opportunity off of a Phillies loss to Miami, which you got to, you know, anytime they're playing Miami, right, they beat up Colorado just like you did. I think they still have another series against Colorado. But in a series against Colorado, they beat them up just like you did. You expect them to beat up on Miami. Like, if they get, you know, snake bit by one of these bad teams right now with this division this close, you have got to be able to hold on to a 4-1 lead against the Braves in that building to try and add one more game to this division lead when the Phillies drop one to the Miami Marlins. And the idea that you lost the game, that you played really sloppy on the base paths, sloppy defensively from Alvarez in the end of the game, a lot of mistakes in this game. You can't walk the nine guys. Just ugly things that the Mets have been better at all year. And to do it in that building against this Brave team that, I know, what are they down? They're 17 games out, 15 games out. It's not that you're necessarily worried about the Braves coming back, but they are the Braves. They're a bitter rival. And just like the Red Sox and the New York Yankees, like, it's an opportunity to put your foot on the throat of a long-standing divisional opponent who's having a miserable season, who is possibly looking to sell. Like, maybe Chris Sale, who you'll see later today, Met fans. Like, you could change the trajectory of where this team is going this year and into the future. And instead, you let them off the hook playing sloppy, bad baseball, as well as making critical mistakes. and you lost a game that just you had won, and now it's four in a row. And you're looking at Chris Sale later today. Chris Sale against Blackburn. That is not a great pitching matchup for the Mets. And these two teams right now are 0-9 since Friday. 0-4 for the Mets. 0-5 for the Yankees. And last night was just one of those nights where you just, I'm going back and forth watching. And it's just one of those nights where the teams played terribly. And the Yankees right now, the offense, is just atrocious. There's really nothing else to say. Like, there wasn't a lot to this game. The other night, there was a lot of opportunities to win the game. Like, they had a bunch going into extra innings. But, I mean, just bad situational hitting. They were 1-for-18. They're 0-for-3 tonight. 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. 0-for-3. They had three at-bats with a runner in scoring position last night against Kyle Hendricks and the Anaheim Angels. That's embarrassing. I don't care how well he was pitching. I don't care that he was hitting his spots. And he was, to be fair, he's hitting his spots. But that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable how bad the at-bats were. And this was the game, for me, where you really looked at it. Like, the other night, you could say Bellinger hit two balls, and there's been a lot of talk about the drag on the baseballs and the seams and the balls not carrying as far. And we've seen it all season. Remember, Pete Alonso hit one he could not believe didn't get out of Yankee Stadium on that Sunday night. Like, we have seen it a bunch. Major League Baseball has admitted it. It's 4% more drag on the baseball this year than previous years, whatever. The other night against the Angels, I thought Bellinger had two. Certainly that last one that could have gotten out. I thought Judge hit one that on other nights gets out, or that we've seen that same kind of swing get out. Goldschmidt, get out. I thought he had one that would have clearly gone out on a different night. You got great defensive plays. Neto made an incredible, overran the ball and had to jump behind his back to make a play. There was some bad luck. Volpe hits the ground ball right into Dominguez sliding into third. There was some bad luck. There was some good at-bats. There was some hard hit balls. Tonight was a disaster. This last game, where they are now 29 innings without scoring a run. This one is the one that better wake them up. Because you know me, I'm going to push back on some of the nonsense. The June swoon, the idea that, Boone is to blame for all of this. And we'll have a little fun with it because that's what I do. It's funny because I don't think I'm going to take a single call. And I watched SNY, and I listened a little bit to Keith, and I listened a little bit to the Evans podcast, and I haven't yet heard anybody blame Mendoza for the base-running miscues of Pete Alonso. I haven't heard anybody yet blame the manager for the catcher, Alvarez, throwing behind the runner, which is baseball 101. I haven't heard anybody blame the manager for Soto not being able to get a better read on that ball and not getting back to first base. Haven't heard anybody blame the manager for walking the leadoff hitter in the eighth inning when it's the nine hitter to start the eighth. Haven't heard anybody blame the manager for any of that stuff. Weird. Because if mistakes are made like that with the New York Yankees, we know where the blame falls. We know it. Yet Mendoza is not blamed for it. And don't get me wrong, he shouldn't be. That's my point. You can argue whether or not he should have pinch hit for Young in the 10th, and I think he should have. You can argue whether or not he brings in David, he should have let David Peterson come out for the 8th. He should have brought in somebody else, whatever they should, after, don't let him face Acuna, after he walks the leadoff hitter. Whatever you want to say, that we could argue about that. But it just feels like, even the sloppy play of the Mets, disastrous loss, down up 4-1 to blow it in the eighth and then lose in extra innings. Nobody seems to blame the manager for all the miscues. Yet with the Yankees, the entire offense is out to lunch. I feel like my cousin Vinny, the entire store's got the flu. You got that? The whole store. The entire team can't hit, starting with Judge. And it's okay to get mad. Like, here's the thing about Judge, too, that makes me laugh. It's okay to get on Judge. It's okay to say, man, he's killing them series. We all know in the back of our minds while we're saying that, you can't, like, It's not that we're mad at him or that he stinks or that this is how he'll hit in the postseason or that he's not allowed to slump after, you know, having this incredible year. All of those things are true. I expect him to get hot. He's allowed to have a slump. This is not indicative or some sort of a clue into how he's going to hit in the postseason. None of that. But that doesn't change the fact that this offense that has been great all year is being let down by everybody, but including Judge. And we can say people got to step up, and that's 100% true. 100% true. Bellinger's got to step up. Goldschmidt's got to be better. Volpe's got to be better. They all got to step up while Judge is down. No doubt about it. It's not good enough to just say, hey, Judge is in a slump, so the offense goes to the trash. Not good enough. But that doesn't mean stand to say that Judge is having the worst at-bats of his season. And that if any player goes cold, if any great player on a team goes cold, the offense suffers. Not to this degree. But if Pete Alonso doesn't hit, we saw the offense struggle. If Lindor was struggling at the start of last year, we saw how the Mets looked. When your best players don't hit, your offense struggles. This is too much, though. There's no doubt about it, and someone's going to have to step up. And the Yankees are going to have to go tomorrow against a pitcher with the worst ERA in all of baseball and figure out a way to win a damn game. 888-808-1019. So we'll open up to both teams, both games right out the chute. The mistakes of the Mets that cost them a game they had won, a game against the Braves, a game in a building that's been a disaster for them, a game that looked like they were going to get in their winning ways, take game one of this series, and only have to get a split between Sale and Strider the next two. And now, to win this series, you got to win back-to-back games off a blown, ugly loss with a ton of mistakes, and the Yankees' offense is about as inept as we have seen in 35 years. Ugly night for New York baseball.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.